Dave.
My name is John Burkman, B-U-R-K-M-A-N, and the date is
October 14th, 1988.
You ask questions and I'll answer.
Well, we might start out with the beginning. You spoke about you came from Houghton, Michigan. Houghton?
Yeah.
And what year did you leave Houghton, come down this neck of the woods?
Well, I was still a youngster when my folks moved down here and bought a farm out west of Birmingham, and we grew up there. Went to school in Birmingham.
What was the occasion that you met your wife in this area, down here in Northville?
Yes, well, I worked for, after after I went to work, I lived in Northville. I worked in Northville for Stinson Aircraft and lived there, lived mm-hmm. here. And I met my wife at that time.
And Stinson Aircraft, where was the Stinson Aircraft plant here in Northville? On Beck Road and 6 miles, something like
no.
that?
No. No, it was right in town.
Oh, right in town?
Yeah. Main Street goes...
Around the bend.
Around the bend, and it was right on the bend.
Oh. Well, I'd always thought it was outside of town. It was right here in town.
Oh, right.
And you did accounting work for Stinson.
Mm-hmm.
And any comments you want to make about the Stinson Aircraft, the product and so forth, about the company? It'd be interesting to hear about that.
Well, back at that time, aircraft was quite new. And anybody involved with an interest in aircraft was in a business that had a lot of intrigue.
I feel a bit precarious, a little, you didn't know quite what was going on the next day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the man Stinson that ran this, he was a local person that he had moved here to?
He moved here.
To set up business.
When he
Any particular reason why he came to Northville just to make planes?
No, not that I know of.
So there may be something in the way of business here that was interesting to him, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you worked at Stinson at their plant mm-hmm. here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of life did you lead here in town? I mean, what kind of social life was there in town at that time?
Well, of course, I wasn't married then, so I don't know too much about the social life.
Well, I thought, what was the occasion... through the church that you met your wife?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
did Stinson sell airplanes to any interesting customers?
Well, yes. And most of them back then, when they bought a plane or contracted for a plane, they would move right into Northville while that plane was being built.
And they'd park right here while they built the airplane. Well, I'll tell you, I spoke of 6 Mile and Beck Road. I think there was an airfield out there. I believe that was it. Did you test the planes there?
6 Mile and Beck. Yes, I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you can build them here in Northville, but you got to get somewhere you can fly them. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, then, all those years at Stinson, but how many years were you working with Stinson?
can't tell you exactly, but it was in the neighborhood of 6 years.
I see. And then you left Stinson and went to work as a freelance accountant, more or less?
Yeah.
Accounting for various places in town, people like that. Mm-hmm. Well, what were some of the companies you did accounting for in Northfield?
Well, the merchants, mostly.
Storekeepers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where, then you were here at the time, early days of, when Friedel's was a, and Latin's were in business, but the earlier generation.
Yeah, right.
Are there any interesting things about the merchants in those old days that you could tell us about?
Well, not really. They were just small town storekeepers and so forth.
Uh-huh.
Because at that time, Northville was quite a small town.
Yeah.
At that time, Henry Ford showed quite an interest in Northville, didn't he?
Yes.
And had you any occasion to have any contact with him or people from Ford Motor?
No.
I know that he used to be around town a lot, I guess.
Yes.
Come here to visit.
Yeah.
And about that time, he got the new plant started, the Ford plant
right.
Down here.
Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Hi.
Oh.
Good to see you.
You give him all the history? I'm Ida Bergman's daughter-in-law.
Oh, hi. Good to see you.
Let us put this on.
Oh.
One of the things I was curious about, John, was when we first came to town 30 years ago, wonderful old houses would disappear overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we heard about the definition of the historic district, and we heard about the development of Milrays, and we heard that you were involved in that.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Very much.
How would you go about the historic district, for example? What did you have to do?
Well, there wasn't much work done. It was pretty much preserving this historic district. And
who did you have to contact to get this sort of a legal definition made so that the area was protected? Remember?
Well, there was a bunch of us worked for Stinson Aircraft, and we were the ones that really promoted the historic concept of the village.
What year did you get the historic district established? What year was that?
Well, I can't tell you exactly. It was in the early 30s.
Early 30s?
Yeah.
Did you have to file an application for this, like the federal government in some way?
No. No.
Where did you...
Just incorporated the town.
I see. Incorporated yourself here within Northville.
Yeah.
And how did it work as far as prevent houses from being messed around with? You couldn't...
Well, that was why it was done, to keep
from tearing them down and changing them.
Right. Yeah. So we made it a little tough to get permission to tear one down.
So you incorporated... like form papers of incorporation for the historic district in Northville.
Right.
What determined the area you covered, the areas covered by it?
Well, let's see. Where the older parts of town and the older houses more or less determined where the boundaries of this historic district would be.
Uh, that land was provided by Ford? Ford gave the land to the city or something? For the mill race?
I think so. I think that's what...
What was the first building put in the mill race? Hunter House or... I know, I remember, I took pictures of him moving the Yerkes house down on Katy,
yeah,
and around, and up around the, I took pictures of him along the way, I went home.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that was, it was already established when they moved that house.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered what house it were. I like the mill, the New School Church was one of the early ones, early,
yeah,
buildings. I know I made drawings of that when it was over on Wing Street, so I was familiar with the mood. I was wondering which was the first house. Moved down there.
Step up, no. Mm-hmm.
That's quite a something to be proud of. Very, very, very lovely arrangement. We've had company from out of town come in, show the mill race. They're very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice job. Just let's hope we can get the
it was,
KDM together.
It was done because people, businessmen, so-called businessmen, they had no feeling for an old house.
History, you think?
Yeah. They just wanted it out of the way.
Yeah.
So they'd tear it down. Well, that we fought against that.
I know one time I ran into that, where I got talking to a businessman and spoke. He says, too bad that we have to tear these places down for parking lot for the track. And he took exception to my complaining about the track being responsible for losing the houses. And all I said, I just hate to see the houses go. That was the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like down below the, between Center and Wing. I remember that particular area. There's several houses in there that were just taken down.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
Right. Well, that's what we battled against that, and had some effect.
Yeah. Well, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And
who worked with you, John?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Fran was,
I think he was in on it. And I can't think the woman's name. She owned a house out in the country. But she was very much against tearing down all the buildings in town.
Yeah.
Was there any other incidents you can remember as a young man, before you were married and back in the old, you might say the old days, anything of interest that happened in town while you were around here that you could tell us about?
Well, Stinson Aircraft was the big deal.
Yeah.
And to save that, took some work. But other than that,
who were some of the other people at Stinson Aircraft that worked with you on the historic district thing?
You know, this was a long time ago.
You know, some might come to mind.
Your memory gets worse as you get older, you know.
I know personally, I know from personal experience.
So I wouldn't dare start naming names.
Let's put it on pause for a bit.
Would you want to tell me your name?
My name is Ruth Yerkes Berkman.
And I know ladies aren't supposed to tell her age. We'd like to know when you were born. Care to put that in here?
1905.
Uh-huh. Where were you born? In Northville?
Yes.
And,
Right here?
Yes.
Right in the present house here at 535.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't moved around too much then, have you?
No. Well, during college days and then after school, I wasn't back home right away. I lived away from home for a while. But most of the time I've
returned to the family,
been
the
right
family
here.
Mansion.
Yes.
You spoke of college. Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Ann Arbor.
U of M?
Mm-hmm.
I see. What area did you specialize in?
I took a smidge of everything. And my major was literary.
Literature?
Yeah.
Now, you had several brothers, or at least two of them I know of. Ed, was he your brother?
No, he was a cousin.
Cousin, I see. I want to get the relationship. And Don Yerkes then was also a cousin.
Was my brother.
Don was your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I see. I knew Don, I knew Ed, but I didn't know what the connection was.
Mm-hmm.
Then you met John back when you were a young lady here in town. He was working at Stinson Aircraft or something like that?
No. He was working for my father. My father had a mill, which is right down here, and he worked for my father.
You're doing accounting work for him?
I can't remember.
And he spoke about having done one of those freelance accounting work for various businesses in town.
Well, that probably was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything of those early days in Northville that you want to tell us about, like the young ladies? There was a Princess Club, but I don't think that was of any interest. Wasn't there a Princess Club here in town?
I've never heard of it.
Oh, I'm curious. Back at the Marquee Theater, there was some sort of hall, wasn't there? Was it a roller skating rink? Or a hall?
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
it was a theater.
Oh, there was a theater in back of the Marquee, which probably wasn't a theater.
Well, the theater
was no, I think the Marquee was the theater. That was the name of the theater.
There wasn't a building behind it facing
Dunlap.
Or the parking lot is now.
Yeah, or that caterer. I wondered if it was in that building.
Seems there was a social club of some kind back there. That
yes, they used to have parties and something.
I don't know about
it. Okay. The Yerkes family, when did they come here? Who came here? Was it like your grandparents?
Well, let me see. I really don't know.
Your father then owned this house and lived here. Was he a farmer and he owned land around here to farm? And he, as far as you know, did his parents in turn, were they living in Northville ahead of him?
Well, this was a family farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was owned by my grandfather and then my father.
What did what was the occasion? When did he come to Northville? Do you remember? Do you have any? Did you know of him? What year?
No, I don't. I have a Yerkes book that probably would tell that right away. Papa, could you find the Yerkes book over there?
Oh, boy.
Now, we understand there's a Yerkes house up on the north-south 275 freeway. That's just above 10-mile road, I believe. And on the right-hand side, as you're going north on 275, the big old Greek Revival two-story farmhouse up there, still sitting there. In fact, they've been complaining on the back of it, with banners on the back of it, about not putting up something, a sound barrier against 275 traffic. It's very noisy, the house. And several years ago, we attended a class by Jack Hoffman, on the Milrays building, and a woman came to it who lived in that house, and she has some Yerkes connection of some kind. We're wondering what connection that Yerkes family might have had.
I have no idea.
And what was the name of the lady on that Les London spoke of, Myrne?
What was I going to look up in this?
I don't know.
when you're grandfather first came to Northville.
Here, Papa, you take it and look it up. It's heavy and I...
Yes. I can see. Oh, isn't that a great book? I don't know how you... Can you know that it is a heavy book?
Then William Yerkes came here...
With his father, Joseph.
In 1884?
Right here.
Yeah.
September 11th,
1794. He was born in 17, came to Michigan?
He was born then. That was his birthday.
Yeah. That's not when he came to Michigan. Not when he came to Michigan, though.
They came here in 1826.
1826, I see. Oh, that.
The father, Joseph.
William Yerkes was soon appointed Territorial Justice of the Peace by General Cass.
Louis Cass.
Which he held throughout, or through many terms.
Now, what year would you say, about how old is this house? Do you know how old it was?
It was built in 1825, I think.
About the time they came here. He moved here and built the house soon after he got here. It's an old, old house.
Mr. Yerkes was a member of the Oakland County Pioneer Society. He married November 5th, 1817, Hester Dennis, born in New Jersey, in 1799. Died at Novi, Michigan, 11th September, 1881. Daughter of Joseph Dennis by his wife, Sarah Miller. At the golden wedding of Mr. and Mrs. Yerkes, their son, Robert Yerkes, read the following poem composed by him.
Oh, that's darling. First name?
Donald.
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 Mm-hmm. Oh, so your brother was named.
Mm-hmm. Seemed to me that a good answer to most of our questions could be found in the book, the old time, you know.
Yes.
And just take a lot of information out of there for the interview. But rather than reading it right now.
The 50th anniversary of the marriage of Mr. William Yerkes was celebrated by a golden wedding at his residence, Tuesday the 5th. witnesses were present. Among those who offered their congratulations to the venerable, is it, couple, were Mr. Thomas Pinkerton, Mr. John Yerkes, and Joseph Yerkes, Uncle Joe, Miss Nancy Yerkes, and Mrs. Utley, who extended the same courtesy at their marriage in Romulus, New York.
Romulus, New York. You want to put it back? Did you go to Union School here in town?
I wasn't known.
No. You went to high school here in town, though?
Yes.
It's hard to, when the buildings change, but the building that has the arched windows that they call Old Village School now, I think was a high school. Do you have any idea whether that's the school you went to?
No, I don't. The school that I know about was later turned into the high school. But I don't know anything about the one that you speak of.
Oh, this cemetery is called Yerkes Cemetery on 8 Mile Road in here. Now that is an old family burying ground. Now what of these people mentioned in the book here, are those people buried in that cemetery as far as you know?
Some of them. Now, I couldn't tell you which ones without looking them up, but...
I think most of them would be.
I think probably.
Being called the Yerkes Cemetery, I figure it must be the burial place of many of the ancestors. The one down on Katy Street is a, what do they call that one?
That's Oakwood.
Oakwood?
Is the name over the...
Oh, yeah.
Your father had a mill here.
Right next door.
Where the lumber company is now. The other side of the tracks.
What was this side of the track?
It was this side of the track. What happened to it? Did it burn?
No. Let me see. Father was the one who changed it to lumber company. There wasn't enough business from the other company, so he changed it to the lumber company.
And continued the milling business, too.
Huh?
And continued the milling business, too.
Yeah.
Now, the milling business, is that operating off the river? Was it a feed mill or a grist mill, or what kind of mill was it?
Well, it was a grist mill, wasn't it, Jack? Wouldn't it be a grist mill?
Grinding wheat and corn and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that located?
It was right next door.
I see, right next door here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it might be near the river, you know, the river powered possibly.
What would they use for power? You know, what would they use to make the mill turn?
Well,
electricity.
They have a coal boiler or electricity. Electricity.
We were aware that electricity wasn't terrifically
dependable.
Wasn't everywhere. And we weren't sure when they started these mills what they were getting their power from.
Wouldn't have to go back very far before you wouldn't have power either, you know. Wasn't too far, wasn't too terribly long ago that the power was established. Can you imagine?
Electricity.
The electricity.
Were there other mills in town at that time?
No.
Just one. Down by the bend in Main Street, there seemed to have been factories in there, different ones at different times.
Stinson Aircraft was in there.
Yeah.
And I worked for Stinson when I first came to town.
Uh-huh. Has the Presbyterian Church always been in that building, as far as you know?
It was in a very small building.
On the same site, though.
Yes.
Same location.
Yes.
Then they added spaces to it.
Now that would be like a social gathering too. I mean, lots of things went on there. The young people in the church. I remember my own mother's talking to my own mother about the church was a social center for most of the activities revolved around the church. Now, was there anything of interest about the church affairs that you could tell us about?
I don't believe I can.
It's so long ago, I thought it would be okay to tell about them now, you know.
But I know that our family were very active in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure that we could find reference to them in the church.
The records.
Yes.
We were interested too in the Millrace Village and the historic district here in town. We were checking about that.
Well, that was pretty much before my time, so I can't remember too much about it, but it was on Main Street. They had their office in the theater building on Main Street.
You mean the city did, or the town at that time had their offices?
They what?
What group was this that you're speaking of that had the offices there?
Well, the church, I think. I'm not sure. It was a long time ago.
I was under the impression that the church was a much older building than
the church that's there now is a reconstruction of the original building.
I know within the last 15 or 20 years, they've done quite a bit of adding on to and enlarging the church building.
Yes. They added on to it just once that I know of. And that was when they made it into a theater.